就是天国好像宝贝。
This afternoon service is in continuation of the topic that we had this morning, which is the heavenly kingdom is like treasure.
现在请各位看马太福音十三章四十四节。
Please turn to Book of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 44.
马太福音十三章四十四节。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 44.
天国好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了。就把它藏起来，欢欢喜喜的去变卖一切所有的，买这块地。天国就是神的国。
Heavenly kingdom is the heaven of God.
既然宝贝藏在地里，也就是说，神的国要建立在这个地面上。
And
四十四节十三章。简单说就是现在神的教会呢、就是神国。
Simply saying, kingdom of heaven is the kingdom of God.
这里记载说有一个人呢、他忽然间遇见的藏宝的地方。
He says here, someone has found a treasure at this certain place.
并不是他刻意去找的。
He did not find this treasure on purpose.
是偶然遇见的。
However, this is only an incident of coincidence.
也可以说呢，他遇到了好机会。
It says that it is an opportunity given to him.
那么下午呢，我们就要来讲这一部分。
In this afternoon, I would like to further elaborate on this.
机会呢？可遇不可求啊。
Opportunity can only come by, rather than seeking for it.
有的人他一生只有一次的好机会。
Sometimes in one's lifetime, we can only come across this one opportunity.
他能够把握住这个机会。
And if you can hold on to this opportunity given,
那对他来说益处很大。
It might be beneficial to you.
也许往后的日子呢，他一直等，一直等，都不会重来有这种机会。
Perhaps in later part of your life that you'll never encounter another opportunity.
那这个人也许一生只有这一次呢，他遇到了这个宝藏的地方。
And maybe it is only this one chance that you ever come across this hidden treasure in the field.
他能够当机立断呢，把握住这个机会。
And if he were to be able to hold on this, to this opportunity, this one opportunity given,
他去变卖一切呢，买这一块地。
Then he sold all he had and bought that field.
有的人的观念呢，他一生就要守成这个样子，不要改变。
And some people in their entire lifetime, they only emphasize on this one thing till they die.
那么要叫他呢，变卖一切。另外改变了，这个是很困难的。
It is very difficult for such a person to make changes, not even to say to sell what he has and to buy this one piece of land.
实际上呢，神国教会的一些宝贵、一些神的恩典，就是要有这种精神呐。
As a matter of fact, to own the treasure and also the grace from the kingdom of heaven, you do need this kind of spirit.
创世纪里面的亚伯拉罕。
Abraham in the book of Genesis.
他因为神的一句话就变卖所有的离开家乡。
Because of this one instruction given by God, he sold everything he had and he departed his homeland.
因为他抓住神这一句话呢，非常宝贵。
Because he has treated the word, the very word of God, as treasure.
对神不了解、没有信心的人是很大的冒险。
People who have not have conviction and confidence on the words of God will be in danger.
但是亚伯拉罕不是冒险。
Abraham did not risk himself.
他有把握。
He has the confidence.
所以能够变卖一切。
Therefore, he was able to sell all he had.
也许他从小一直长大到那一处呢，神呢对他呼召，他抓住这个机会。
Perhaps there was one that was the only one.A single opportunity and instruction given by God since he was born, and he was able to hold on to it. Therefore, it's very important for you to hold on to opportunities given.
请看传道书第九章。
Please turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 9.
十一节。
Verse 11.
传道书第九章十一节八百零二页。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 11.
我又转念见住光珠下快跑的未必能赢，力战的未必得胜，智慧的未必得粮食，明哲的未必得储财，灵巧的未必得喜悦，所临到众人的是在乎当时的机会。入光柱下有形形色色的事情发生。
There are many things will happen under the sun.
快跑的应该可以得到奖赏。
Usually the one who ran the fastest will be rewarded.
但是他没有好机会。
But even such a person, if he were not to have a good opportunity,
他没有办法来发挥呢他的这种潜能。
He will never be able to extend his potential.
武艺高强的战士，如果没有好机会，还是会败战。
And even a strong soldier, if he does not have a good strategy, he will not win.
商人如果没有好机会，他就是很内行，也是没有办法的。
Even for a business person, if there is no good opportunity comes across, he will never have a chance to win.
唯独那些能够把握机会的人是赢家。
It is only for those who hold on to chances given that will be successful.
所以主耶稣所讲的这个比喻呢，就是那一个人能够把握住机会。
Therefore, the parable said by Jesus is such that the person knows how to hold on to opportunity given.
所以他算是赢家。
And I consider this person as a winner.
那当然了，每一个人呢都懂得把握机会。
Of course, each one of us know how to hold on to opportunity given.
所谓机会，我们相信耶稣的人是认为是神的安排。
As a Christian, we regard opportunity as a arrangement of God.
实际上，神的旨意非常奥秘，我们不太了解。
As a matter of fact, there is profound history to such an opportunity given.
什么时候会安排好机会，他不预先告诉你。
You never know that when the opportunity will come across.
但是呢，你能够抓住机会。你就有益处。
But if you know how to hold on to it, that will be the very opportunity that will be materialized.
那第一点要谈的就是信耶稣，得主耶稣的救恩啊。
First of all, I would like to mention about this, to believe in the Lord and to have the salvation.
这也是机会。
That is also one kind of opportunity.
主耶稣的救恩呢，就是宝贝。
And the salvation of the Lord is treasure.
有的人一辈子都没有听过耶稣的道理。
There are many people in their entire lifetime have never heard of the salvation of Christ.
也有好朋友去信耶稣，也不告诉他。
And people even neglected the best friends they had. They never told them about the Lord.
在台湾中部呢，有一个执事啊，非常有名望，无论在社会在教会都很有名望的。
There was a deacon. From the central part of Taiwan, and he was quite a well-known person in the area.
是人人所尊敬的一位执事。
And he was very respectful and honorable deacon.
但是呢，他有一个助教的朋友啊，他从来没有向他做见证耶稣的道理。
But he has a very good friend that he never preached to.
等到有一天，他这个好朋友呢？已经得病很严重，他去看他。
It was until one day, this friend was suffering from serious illness. He went to visit him.
他说：“某人啊，你跟我信耶稣啦。
”And he told this friend that, "Why don't you follow me and believe in Christ?"
这位朋友说：“你什么时候信耶稣啊？”
And this friend questioned him, "Since when you become Christian?"
他说：“很多年啦。”
And he told him that, well, many years since I became Christian.
那很多人你都没有告诉我啊。
And the friend questioned him, why didn't you tell me several years back?
他说我告诉你也没有用啊，你钱也有，地位也有，身体又健康啊。
And the deacon said, well, you're wealthy and you're healthy. I don't think you will ever accept what I say.
这位族是有先入为主，以为这种人不可能信耶稣。
And perhaps the deacon just have he just made a prejudgment of his friend. Therefore, he regarded this person having no chance in belief in God.
等到他这个朋友快要离世了，他才告诉他。
It is only right before this friend's death, then he told his friend.
但是他这位朋友呢，很相信这位执事，因为是自豪的朋友，绝对不会骗他的。
And because this very good friend of his knows that this deacon will never lie to him, therefore he believed in what he said.
他说好，我现在就跟你信耶稣。
And he said, well, fine, I will believe in Jesus now, right now.
后来在那很严重的时候，抬到水里面去洗礼。
And it was when he was in the most serious stage of his illness, he baptized.
没想到神特别的恩典，又让他的病好起来。
And by the grace of God, and it is also a miracle that he was healed after the baptism.
有一天，两个人在教会里非常快乐在聊天的时候。
And one day, when they both of them were chatting, quite happily in the church.
这位信真的朋友就告慰这位执事。
And this good friend of this deacon told him,
这么好的宝贝，你怎么到今天才告诉我？
And he still questioned him again that why.Why did you only wait till today to share with me this very treasure of yours?
这位执事一下子没有办法回答他。
And all of a sudden, Deacon just was speechless.
后来这位执事中风了。
And later on, the deacon had a stroke.
在活很多年了。
And there are several years that has gone by.
唯一的缺陷不会讲话。
And after he had the stroke, he cannot, he was impaired.
有一次安息日我到他那个教会去讲道的时候。
There was once I was arranged by the church to deliver a sermon there.
主事良邀请我到他家去。
And his wife invited me to go to his house.
这位主事跟我讲话是用写的，他会写字，但是不会讲话。
And the deacon wrote to communicate with me rather than spoke to me.
那他这个朋友呢，能够抓住最后的机会。
And I noticed that this his friend knew how to hold on to this only opportunity given.
得到主耶稣的救恩。
Therefore, he was able to receive the salvation from God.
带领全家人都来信。
And he also led his entire family to believe in the Lord.
一直到现在，这个人的家呢，已经好几代啊，那个信仰都非常好。
Until now, I saw that. Many generations up to him that has come to believe in the Lord firmly.
那么也有呢来真耶稣教会慕道很多年了。
There are so people who has come to the True Jesus Church for a long time.
但一直的不要受洗。
But they insist not to be baptized.
后来失去机会的也有这种见证。
And there are so people who has will let the opportunity pass by.
这个是让人非常遗憾的事情。
Those are cases I think is quite unfortunate to have happened.
主耶稣三十岁出来传福音救人。
Jesus began his ministry from when he was 30 years old.
他经过的地方也许呢，在那几年只有去过一次。
There are many places that he has visited probably only once in his lifetime.
那有的人只有一次碰到他就抓住机会。
And there are people who saw him the very first time and knew how to hold on to the opportunity.
这种人才是聪明人啊。
Those are the smart ones.
约翰福音第四章记载。
And in Gospel of John chapter 4, it says here.
有一次耶稣在撒玛利亚城外休息的时候。
There was an occasion where Jesus was resting outside of the Samaritan city.
撒玛利亚城里面有一个女人出来城外的井打水。
And there was a woman who came up from the city to draw some water from the well.
撒玛利亚人跟犹太人呢，已经数代都彼此不来往。
And the Samaritans, the Jews, are rivals. They never commingle with one another.
所以当主耶稣在这个井旁休息的时候，这个女人出来打水。
And when Jesus was resting by the well, this woman was there to draw some water from it.
主耶稣打破人与人之间的隔阂啊。
Jesus was trying to break up that sense of isolation there.
他对这个女人说，请你把水啊一点给我喝。
And then Jesus asked the woman to grant him some water to drink.
这撒玛利亚妇人呢？说你们犹太人跟我们是没有来往的。
A Samaritan woman commented that usually the Jews and Samaritans does not get along well.
主耶稣抓住这个机会。
And therefore Jesus take this opportunity.
就跟他谈谁的问题。
To speak to him who both group of people are.
谈到说也有活的水跟熟的水。
So they spoke about the issue on the water.About living water and also dead water.
那主耶稣又谈到说，他有能力给人活的水。
And Jesus said that he was able to grant her the living water.
那这个人，这个女人呢，就很好奇。
The woman was curious.
那后来主耶稣就谈到属灵方面，就是这种活水会让人喝下去呢，永远不会渴啊。
And then Jesus spoke about the significance of the living water.Which when a person drink will never thirst again.
请看十四节。
Please read verse 14 of chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章十四节。
John chapter 4 verse 14.
人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，主永到永生。主耶稣讲这一段的话。
And this is what Jesus said.
这个妇人啊，一听到啊，她眼睛都亮起来，说：“先生啊，请你把这个水赐给我。”
After hearing this, the woman quickly said to Jesus that, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water."
那后来这两个人就谈到敬拜神的问题。
And then as their conversation went along, they gradually went into the topic of salvation.
说神的灵，神的本族是灵啊，没有限定一个地方拜神。
And since the Spirit of God is everywhere, there's no one specific place that you can worship God.
也不在撒玛利亚山上，也不在犹大的耶路撒冷。
It's not on the mountain of Samaria or on the streets of Jerusalem.
要用人的心灵跟诚实来敬拜神。
It's your heart and your honesty that you are worshiping God with.
这个撒玛利亚妇人本来是要到城外打水的，结果她抓住这个机会。
And initially, this woman was only out there to draw some water from the well.But all of her surprised that she was able to hold on to the opportunity given by Jesus.
她当天就了解了这些很重要的道理。
On that very day, she came to realize the importance of salvation.
因为耶稣只有这一次碰到她。
Because this is the only one time she will ever meet Jesus.
所以她抓住这个机会。
She hold on to the opportunity.
不止她。当天相信。
Not only she believed in Jesus on the spot.
后来耶稣因为呢，有人要相信，继续在那边住两天。
And because there were more people who come to believe in Jesus, therefore Jesus stayed on for another 2 days.
结果因为这个女人的见证呢，撒玛利亚人很多人相信耶稣，得到神的恩典。
And because of the testimony of the Samaritan women, many of other Samaritan has come to believe in Jesus.
所以还没有得到救恩的人，已经有在慕道，也许在追求的，当然要抓住机会。
Therefore, for those of you who have not yet received salvation, or for those who have been coming to the church for a long time and not yet been baptized, please hold on to the opportunity.
再来，《使徒行传》第八章。记载一个埃提阿伯的太监。
In the book of Acts, there is a passage on a eunuch from Antioch.
他能够放下他的公务啊，专程来到以色列的耶路撒冷做礼拜。
And he was able to set his work aside and come to Jerusalem just to worship God.
埃迪阿伯这个地方在非洲这个地方啊 要来到耶路撒冷这个路途相当遥远。
And it is a place called Ethiopia in Africa. It is quite a distance for him to travel just to see Jesus.
也许他在很长的时间才来过一次。
And perhaps there is only one, the first time that he has ever traveled there.
神知道这个人很虔诚。
And God knows that he is very, he's a very fervent person.
所以安排一个传道人呢, 就在他要回去的半路上拦住他。
And therefore, there was a worker of God that been arranged on the way of his return.
那这个传道人呢, 他不太会讲话。
And this this apostle does not know is not eloquent.
他有话直接说啊。
He can only say words very directly.
也没有讲一些客套话。
There's no politeness or any well-rounded words given.
那这个太监呢，他坐在车上。 刚好在看以赛亚书啊。
And eunuch was reading the book of Isaiah on the
这个传道人问他你看得懂吗?
And then the apostle questioned him whether he knew what he was reading.
他说我真的看不懂。
And he said I don't really understand what I'm reading.
那请你上车告诉我这个是怎么解释的。
Then the eunuch said that can you come on and just explain to me what this is all about.
那一段所记载的就是有关耶稣要救人的这个道理。
The passage is about the salvation of Jesus.
这个传道人在很短的时间把它解释清楚呢, 他就抓住这个机会。
And the apostle was able to explain it clearly in a short while, and the eunuch quickly took grab hold of this opportunity.
因为车主在前进的时候发现呢，路旁有可以洗礼的地方。
Just right on his way of return, they found there was a place, perhaps a river, where he can be baptized.
请看第八章36节，《使徒行传》第八章。
Please turn to Acts chapter 8, verse 36.
36节。
Verse 36.
二人正在往前走，到了有水的地方，太监说：“看哪，这里有水，我受洗有什么妨碍呢？” And he said, 这个太监看到路旁有水。
And the eunuch found that there's water just right there.
因为他已经懂得洗礼的重要。
Because he knew the importance of baptism.
就要求说：“我受洗有什么妨碍呢？”
Then he said, look, here is water. Shouldn't I be baptized here?
当然，这个传道人腓力啊，他非常高兴，也抓住这个机会说可以啊。
Of course, Apostle Philip was quite glad that he know that he has to be baptized.
就给他梳洗呀。Then
they quickly baptize him.
那这个腓力工作完成以后，他就离开了。And
after that, Philip departed.
但是这个太监呢？ 圣经记载就欢欢喜喜的沿途一直高兴，一直高兴回到他的家乡啊。
And the eunuch was very joyful on his way home.
这个太监能够抓住这个好机会。
And eunuch knows how to hold on to this opportunity.
真的这一次来这一趟的耶路撒冷要回去的途中啊，突然得到这个宝贝啊。
And he has received this treasure on his way home from Jerusalem.
因为到最后呢，快要断气之前呢，还有很短的时间的机会来接受这个，得到这个宝贝的也有。There
are some people who has received the salvation right before they die.
请看路加福音23章。
Please turn to Luke chapter 23.
42节、43节。
Verse 42 and 43. Please turn to Luke chapter 23, verse 42 and 43.
就说耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候求你纪念我。耶稣对他说，我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里。耶稣被钉十字架的时候，跟他一起钉的有两个。
And when Jesus was crucified, there were another two persons who were also crucified.
那这两个人是作恶多端的罪人。
And these two are they have committed a lot of crime.
那他们被钉十字架是自己心里也认为是应该的。
And they are not regret that they have been crucified because they recognize the crime they have committed.
但是其中有一个强盗说，耶稣不应该被钉十字架，他是一个好人啊。
But one of them commented that Jesus shouldn't be crucified because he is a person with no sin.
根据他所了解，没有做过一件不好的事情。
According to his understanding, he never realized any wrongdoings of Jesus.
等一下，这个传道就要死掉啊！这个强盗就要死掉。
And they would all have they all have to die later on.
但是他还活着的时候，求主耶稣怜悯纪念他。
But before he died, he asked Jesus to remember him when he were to be in the kingdom.
耶稣亲口告诉他，你今天要跟我一起上天国。
And Jesus answered him, I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise.
这个时候呢，还没有，主耶稣还没有成立救恩啊。
At that time, there was not, the institution of salvation was not done yet.
还没有确立赦罪洗礼的这个事情。
At that time, the doctrines of baptism and also salvation was not instituted yet.
所以耶稣所说的话算数。
Therefore, what Jesus said is accounted for.
这个强盗也是抓住最后的机会。
And this robber has hold on to this very last opportunity that he will ever have.
这一辈子呢，没有遇到过这个好机会，只有快要临终的时候遇到。
In his entire life, he probably has not come across any good opportunity but this one chance right before he died.
所以他能够得救啊。
Therefore, this robber was able to be saved.
所以天国的宝贝呢，你能够享受到，你一定要抓住机会。
The treasure in heaven is an opportunity given that you must hold on to.
同样在路加福音里面也有错过机会的人。
In the book of Luke, there is also passages on people who have missed the chance of salvation.
就是路加福音十六章里面的一个财主。
That is in the book of Luke chapter 16, it's talking about a rich man.
他也是亚伯拉罕的祖孙。
He is also the descendant of Abraham.
那等到他已经下阴间了，才要信耶稣已经来不及。
And he only decided to believe in Jesus when he was in Hades, when it's already too late.
请看路加福音十六章二十七节。
Please turn to Luke chapter 16, verse 27.
财主说：“我主啊，既是这样，求你打发拿撒路到我父家去。”二十八节。
Verse 28.
因为我还有五个弟兄，他可以对他们做见证，免得他们也来到我这痛苦的地方。财主跟他的祖先亚伯兰在对话的时候，
This rich man was conversing with his ascendant.
他说：“我生前不懂得把握机会，敬畏神。”
He said that when I was living in this world, I did not know how to believe in the Lord.
等到来到这里受痛苦，我才感觉这个敬畏神很重要。
It is only until I come to this place that I realize that how important to have belief in the Lord.
那在世界上我还有五个兄弟跟我差不多啊。
I have five more brothers in this world, and they are all just like me.
但是我回不去啊，没有办法告诉他。
But there's no way for me to return to them to tell them this.
拜托你让这个拉撒路以前我的所认识的这个乞丐，让他再复活，回去传福音给他。
And he was begging if they could ask Lazarus to be resurrected and send him to warn his brothers.
亚伯兰说不可能啦，拉撒路已经来到这里，不能再回去。
And Abraham replied that they have he's already here with us. He can no longer return.
世界上有很多传道人啦，他会传给他，他如果会信就会信。
There are many preachers in this world.
这个财主呢，他失去机会。
And this rich man has already passed this opportunity given.
他在世界上呢，各方面的条件都非常好。
And he enjoyed all kinds of advantages while he was alive.
但可惜就缺少这个珍宝，就是信仰方面。
But unfortunately, that is the only one thing of salvation that he has never had.
所以珍惜可以得到救恩的机会是非常重要的。
To treasure is very important to treasure the opportunity given.
请看希伯来书第二章第一节到第三节。
Please turn to Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章第一节到第三节。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 1 to 3.
所以我们当越发尊重所听见的道理，恐怕我们所听的话既是确定的，凡干犯悖逆的都受了该受的报应。第三节
Verse 3,
我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？这救恩起先是主亲自讲的，后来是听见的人给我们证实了。第一节说越发尊重所听见的道理。
It says here on verse 1 that we must pay more careful attention to what we have heard.
我们每个人都非常注重这个。
And I think that every one of us emphasize on this.
因为恐怕呢在输气啊，所以这个宝贝要把它抓住好。
Because we are afraid that we might lose it again. Therefore we want to hold on to it as a treasure.
所以大多数的人进入真耶稣教会都是一辈子的。
A majority of our members will stay in the church for life.
他恐怕呢，随着潮流失去了这个美好的信仰。
Because we are afraid that we might drift away and lost this salvation.
所以他就很认真的在相信耶稣啊。
Therefore, many of us are believing in the Lord with our heart.
第三节提到说，如果忽略这么大的救恩。
Verse 3, it says here, how shall we escape if we ignore such a great salvation?
就很可惜啊。
And that will be quite unfortunate.
主耶稣亲自讲的只有一次啊。
The Lord only said this once.
那以后呢，就是这些听见的人继续再传下去。
And later on, it has been confirmed by many others who heard what he said.
所以我们各位就是接棒人，继续传下去的人。
And all of us here are the one who should pass on this words of salvation to others.
所以懂得珍惜这个救恩的宝贵的人，才是把握机会的人。
It is only the one who hold on to the chance of salvation are the one who knows how to treasure opportunity given.
再看希伯来书三章十三节。
Please turn to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 13.
希伯来书三章十三节。
Excuse me, it's Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13.
总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。趁着还有今日。
It says here, but encourage one another daily as long as it is called today.
今日是神给我们。
And the day we have is a given by the Lord.
明天以后的日子不知道。
And we do not know what's going to happen tomorrow or the day after.
每个人都没有把握。
We have no confidence in what's going to come.
但习惯上呢，大多数的人有些事情都是往明天以后来推啊，一直推下去啊。
But habitually, we always think that tomorrow is just going to come naturally.
若不是神的怜悯啊，真的这样推很危险。
Without the grace of God, I think such a sense of taking things for granted will be quite perilous.
但是大多数的人都得到神的怜悯啊。
But most of us are living under the grace of God.
所以他就能够计划往后的日子要做什么。
And many of us plan on the things that we want to do in the future.
实际上呢，就往后的日子是在神的手中，不是我们个人掌握的。
As a matter of fact, our future days are in the hands of God. It's not something that we can plan for.
所以有关这个救恩的这种宝贵呢，真的要抓住机会。
And about the treasure of salvation, we must hold on to it when we still can.
你的朋友，你的亲戚还没有接受的呢，要告诉他要抓住好机会啊。And
all of your friends, all of your relatives who have yet come to believe in the Lord, it is your duty to pass on the salvation to them.
第二点要谈的。And
secondly, I would like to point out.
人生的大事就是终身大事。
That one most important things to have happened in life is marriage.
中国人这种观念很正确，终身大事就是婚姻呐。
In the Chinese culture, marriage is one most important things to have happened in life.
这也是非常宝贵的。
And that marriage is also a treasure.
那这个也是要抓住好机会。
And you must hold on to this opportunity given also.
请看。 创世纪24:22.
Please turn to Genesis chapter 14:24.
创世纪24:22.
Excuse me, Genesis chapter 24:12.
他说：“耶和华我主人亚伯拉罕的神啊，求你施恩给我主人亚伯拉罕，使我进入一件好机会。亚伯拉罕有一个忠诚的仆人。”
And Abraham has a very loyal servant.
他交代这个仆人为他办一件大事。
And he has instructed his servant to do this one important task.
就是请他回到他的故乡啊，为他的孩子以撒找一个媳妇，找一个太太。
His instruction is that he sent his a servant back to his homeland to look for a wife for his son Isaac.
那等于说请他当介绍人。And
he is the one who will be the matchmaker.
这个仆人说，那你的儿子跟我一道去啊，要相亲啊。And
and then the servant asked Abraham, why don't you ask Isaac to come along with me?
那彼此谈一谈，了解啊，才能谈婚事啊。And
I think if both the men and women were to communicate a little bit, then they know if they want to commit themselves in marriage.
但是亚伯兰他呢，跟他的信仰，跟他的体验，他知道只要敬畏神，这个很重要。But
there's only one thing in Abraham's mind is that he will obey the instruction and also the guidance of the Lord.
所以仆人所要求的，他不答应。Therefore,
he did not agree to what the servant has said.
但是这个仆人呢，有虔诚的信仰。But
a servant do have a heart of reverence towards God.
他到达目的地还没有进行之前，先祷告。And
before he reaches destination, he prayed to God.
他知道机会在神的手中。He
knew that opportunity lies in the hands of God.
刚才我们看的就是他的祷告词啊。And
just now, what we have read is the words in his prayer.
他说：“主人的神啊，你今天一定让我遇见好机会。”He
prayed to the Lord that, "O Lord, God of my master Abraham, give me success today and show kindness to my master Abraham."
不久，真的机会来了，他就抓住这个机会。And
true enough, the opportunity came along later on, and he was able to hold on to it.
在那交谈当中有很多的阻碍，但是他就是抓住这个机会。Even
though there are some hindrances in between their conversation, but he was able to put that away.
后来他为他的主人真的办成这一件大事。And
he was eventually he was able to complete the task that been entrusted by Abraham.
这个都可以给我们做很好的参考。And
this serve as a very good example for us. This is not only in reference to those who are unmarried or single.
结婚过的人一辈子啊，这个时间才长。
And I think that the life after marriage will be a longer one.
我们敬畏神的人不能动不动就要离婚，不可以的。
For people who are godly will not speak about divorce.
根据圣经的道理，婚姻是神圣的，是宝贵的。
And according to the teaching of the Bible, marriage is holy and it is precious.
既然已经成立了，就要珍惜，要把握住这个机会。
And since such a marriage was instituted, you must honor it and hold on to it.
所以有关婚姻大事的机会，包括当事人、介绍人、被介绍的，还有呢，已经结婚的人，都要抓住这个好机会，好好过你的基督化的生活。And
therefore, for those who serve as a matchmaker and those who have who has been matchmade, and after your marriage, you should hold on to your marriage and live a good life.
有的人等到另一半已经离开世界，才要去珍惜，已经来不及了。And
some people, they only regret after their spouse pass away.
所以神给我们这种神圣的这种大事呢，要去珍惜。Therefore,
we must abide by the commandments of the Lord in regards to marriage.
吵架是会的，还是要彼此包容、尊重，很快就化解。
It is unavoidable to have arguments sometimes, but you must know how to deal with it.
第三点要谈的,
and thirdly,
就是做善事,
and that is to do charity.
请看加拉太书第六章第九节第十节。
Please turn to Book of Galatians chapter 6.
加拉太书第六章第九节第十节。
Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10.
我们行善不可上志，若不灰心，到了时候就要收成。第十节。
Verse 10.
所以有了机会，就当向众人行善，向信徒一家的人更当作样。行事有时候会人上志灰心，行善事。
Sometimes when we try to do good things, we might tend to give it up.
有的人真的很有爱心，但是后来一些听到一些闲言闲语，真的以后他不做了。There
are people who are full of love, but just because they are discouraged by many gossips and also words against them, therefore they withdraw their love for others.
但是这里告诉我们，还是要抓住机会。But
it tells us here to hold on, to hold on to the opportunity.
这个不常有的。
This is not something will come by easily.
有的人有做善事的能力,
some people who have the ability to do good things.
没有机会,
it's just that there is no opportunity to do it.
有人有做善事的机会,
but there are also people who have the opportunity to do good things, but just that they are not able to.
如果你有能力又有机会，当然要去抓住。If
you have both the ability and also opportunity, you must do it.
因为这个对你没有受亏损，反而呢会得到更大的福气。Because
there's nothing for you to lose in doing good things, but rather the grace from God will be given to you.
所以箴言里面说啊，你有能力的时候就要抓住机会。And
the book of Proverbs says that while you still can, you must hold on to the opportunity.
请看箴言22章第2节。Please
turn to Proverbs chapter 22, verse 2.
箴言22章第2节。Proverbs
chapter 22, verse 2.
富富穷人在树相遇，都为耶和华所造的，贫富不相等啊。
There is never equality between the rich and the poor.
偏偏呢，神安排给他们机会。 常常碰在一起。But
it's just that in everyday life, you're going to encounter rich people and poor people.
好像路加福音，刚才我们谈到那个财主跟拉撒路。
Just like the story that I've just told you about Abraham, about Lazarus and also the rich man. They both met one another every day.
结果就拉萨路虽然生病，还是跟财主一样很长命，不会死，他的命很韧，不会死。
But Lazarus lived as long as the rich man did.
这个也许神呢安排机会给这个财主啊，赶快帮助他，结果都没有。
And there are many opportunities God has given to the rich man through Lazarus, but it was in vain because this rich man did not hold on to the opportunity.
善事也有大小。
And there are also big and small to good things that you do.
无论大无论小都要抓住机会。
It doesn't matter if it's a big one or it's a small one, you should do it.
请看箴言第三章。
Please turn to Proverbs chapter 3.
27节28节。
Verse
27 and 28. 第三章27节28节。
That if you have the ability to do good,
如果推迟就错过机会,
if you withhold good from those who deserve it, then you will miss the opportunity.
有现成的说啊，往后再给你。
And sometimes you will just ask them to go away and come back tomorrow, that you will give them tomorrow.
往往都会错过机会。
And often you find that you have already passed the opportunity by.
善事是很多种的，很多种。
There are many variety of kinds of good things that you can do.
最大的善事,
the greatest of all is
就是救灵魂的工作,
is the work of salvation.
请看以弗所书第六章二十节。
Please turn to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 20.
以弗所书第六章二十节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 20.
我为这福音的奥秘做了带锁链的使者，并使我照着当今的本分放胆讲论。保罗这个时候呢，在监牢里面。
At this time, Paul was in prison.
他带着锁链,
and he was in chains.
但是他懂得福音的奥秘,
but he knew the profound mystery of gospel.
他虽然不太自由, 肉体上已经,
even though physically he was limited, he was no longer enjoying freedom.
但是也有让他自由的一部分,
but there's one area where he still enjoyed freedom.
所以他抓住这个机会啊,
therefore, he hold on to the chance.
他说这是他当今的本分。
He said, this is what he should do.
所以报福音传喜信的,
and for those who preach the gospel,
世界上的善事呢, 这一种我认为是最大的,最重要的。
And I do regard this as the greatest work of good things that one could do.
为了做件事所走过的路啊，都有美好的脚迹啊。
Because you're going to left a good footprint on this good things that you do.
所以现身当传道人后悔的很少啊，越做越起劲，觉得真的很有意义啊。There
are only few who are in the work of ministry that ever regret.
那虽然不能够当传道呢，能够报福音给。 朋友亲戚知道也是很宝贵的。
If you never become a preacher, however, you are able to preach your friends, your relatives, or neighbor, it will be a good thing to have happen as well.
请看罗马书第十章。
Please turn to Romans chapter 10.
十五节。
Verse 15.
罗马书第十章十五节。
Romans chapter 10, verse 15.
若没有奉差遣怎能传道呢？如经上所记，报福音传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等佳美！ 这里说呢，报福音传喜信的人的脚中何等佳美。
It says, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news.
真的很美，神会纪念的。
It is indeed beautiful and will be remembered by the Lord.
因为这个是救灵命的工作。
Because this is a work of saving the spiritual lives of others.
那救灵命的工作也要抓住机会。
And the opportunity of saving others' spiritual life is also an opportunity.
有时候只有一处的机会。
Sometimes it is only this one opportunity ever given.
以书帖记里面记载以书帖当王后。
In the book of Esther, it did record about Esther become queen.
她是犹太女子能够被波斯王选上为王后。
And he was a Persian woman that the first Persian woman ever become a queen.
这个是神安排要借着他来拯救他的同胞啊。
And it is the grace of God that the Lord wanted her to become a queen so that she can save her race.
当他的同胞呢，在外国的一个城里面啊，要全部被杀灭的时候
，It was at the time when many of her own people were about to be slaughtered in a certain place.
他有一个叔叔呢，叫做莫迪改。
And she has an uncle by the name of Mordecai.
祷告一再祷告，进入祷告都，这个威胁越来越严重。
They fasted and prayed several times, but they found that the threat has never subsided.
后来就跟他这个主女取得联络。
And later on, Mordecai was in contact with Esther.
以书帖告诉他的叔叔莫迪改啊，这个很困难，我要去见王啊，不可随便。
And Esther told Mordecai that this is not a simple task that I have to kind of plan how I can speak to the king.
如果他没有照命要我去，我去会杀头的，会砍头的。
If the king never call upon me, if I were to go to see the king by my own will, that perhaps I might die.
除非王高兴啊，把他的金拐杖举起来啊。
It is only when the king, if he is happy, he might lift up his golden staff.
莫迪改啊，说你也要抓住这个机会啊。
And Mordecai also asked her to hold on to this opportunity.
她真的就抓住这个机会。
And she actually take this opportunity.
请看以书帖记四章十四节。
Please turn to Esther chapter 14.
以书帖记第四章十四节。
Excuse me.
621页。
Esther chapter 4, verse
十四节。
Verse 14.
此时你若闭国不言，犹大人必从彼处得解脱，蒙拯救。你和你的父家必住灭亡。焉知你得了王后的位分，不是为现今的机会吗？莫迪改告诉他。
And Mordecai told her.
你今天能够得到王后的位分，就是为这个机会。
The reason why that you become queen today is because for what's happening right now.
以书帖很聪明，真的抓住这个机会啊。
And Esther was smart enough to hold on to this chance.
结果救了他的同胞，也救了自己啊。
And at the end, she was able to save her people.
这件事情对他来说是一生当中最大的善事。
And this incident was one of greatest thing that she has ever done.
很多条的命啊，就因她而保住啊。
There are many lives have been saved from this one incident.
所以救命的工作呢，可以说最大的善事。
And I think that the greatest work of all is to save lives.
所以主耶稣这个比喻呢，里面的这个遇见了好机会，这个人就是能懂得抓住机会。
Therefore, in the parable of Jesus, that this person knows how to take opportunity.
那因为呢，这个内容很丰富啊，下午就讲到这边。
And because there are more to this topic, and I probably would like to conclude my sermon at this point.
就是告诉我们， 机会可遇不可求，要把握机会。
My point is, opportunity never comes easy, but once it comes, you must hold on to it.